And the date of the tour away from Ashley and Whiteport, Monday night.
Breadcrumb. I used to talk about all mugs of items on the table. So he said, any food which is not fit for human consumption is mugs of Mahas Guffey. So the Bosch, let's say someone's got on the table nutshells, what else have we got? So fish bones and meat bones, the Moshi, are royal for cats and dogs, which are in the area. So that's not a muksa.
Sweet wrappers.
I'll count sweet wrappers tonight. Yeah, very good. Good question, actually. Sweet wrappers, yeah. That is the Moshi. So peeling eggs, someone's got eggshells on a table, for example, so that's muksa. So we said the best thing to do is that a person should peel their egg over the dustbin. If you can't do that, if you didn't do that, what you can do is you can, what do you call it, you can take a caddy, put some food in a caddy. Yeah, I don't know, I had to look over the shelf, there's some safer in the shulchan, oh, it's mashed, it's talking about bread, mummy, you put bread in a caddy, a little bit of bread, that's it, ice, and then you put your food remains in there, your shells in there, then you're doing tiltum and atzad with the whole caddy into the dustbin, and you empty the whole thing into the dustbin. No, I'm telling you, Graf Shari is not just a... Yeah, well, I know we take it onto rubbish, but I'm saying you can't call a few shells on... Sorry? Yeah, I'm asking him. If you've got a whole load, but if someone's got two or three shells on a table, I don't even call that Graf Shari. You can't call everything a Graf Shari. No. We'll come to Graf Shari, I've had the Graf Shari. A lot of times you've got Graf Shari, but I'm saying often you haven't... There are a few things there. You can't call that with a grosh array. You can't just every time you've got a few things call that grosh array. So that would be the eighth of what to do. So then we said a chiddush to Moshe, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch Mashma, that pirure crumbs, bread crumbs, we said, yeah, eventually halacha, we said that the master bread crumbs are not muksa according to Shulchan Aruch because they're roy to give to animals. So we said that nowadays we don't give it to animals, it's not shuri muksa. The many poskim actually raise this point, a very interesting question, the chora, that the chora is shuri muksa. On that we said that maybe nowadays it's changed. Since one doesn't give it to animals normally, and people eat from the table pirure crumbs, therefore it's not muksa. Actually, I looked at the Urkha Shabbos today, and the Urkha Shabbos says actually that he's masking during the mealtime, he says it's not muksa. But he says after the mealtime, he's got to stop it. He's attacking. Yeah, yeah. After you have it, he attacks says that. And he says then, maybe then it's takamuksa. Because he says the maestro is not there to eat it anymore afterwards. So according to that, it's your wife before. The Indian tiltal pirure lechem roh ori brings the receiver ori at the bottom. It's not so clear. Yes, if you, we said last day, if you sweep it with a breadcrumb thing in the wash, that's tiltum and atzad. That's what he said, yes, we come to that, but he said, yeah. So the maestro, fruit, fish bones and meat bones, the maestro, all that is not a problem, because that's roy for animals to eat. A trafer food, an animal, something that's trafer, that's also not a problem, yeah? Trafer is also not a problem because it's got a use, you can give it to a goy. Maybe it's not muksa. Okay, then we spoke about tiltum and atzad, we spoke about movies that are indirect, it's also a chiddush. So we said a classic case of tiltum and atzad is a person's got a table, for example, he's got, let's say, shells on there, and he's got cutlery, dorms ahead, so he'll have to move the whole table up. But we said yesterday, the tiles is a chiddush. That not only that, but who are doing it? For example, a person's got a knife and he wants to sweep up the shells with a knife. Since that's indirect movement, that's also called tiltum atzad. Not many are put, many are choler. The maestro mishabrua takes it long. That's also called indirect movement. That's mutter. That is what we said. That's how we finished off with yesterday. Now today's shy is very interesting. Shy. I've wondered about this quite often actually, and that is many people what they do is before Shabbos. They put a brand new dustbin bag into their dustbin. A nice clean dustbin bag into the dustbin in order to be able to put rubbish in there in order to fill up. Is there a problem now in Shabbos of putting rubbish in?
That's how you do it.
Yeah. But that's the question, my friends. There's a big halacha, very interesting halacha, which is brought down in a few places in Shulchan Aruch, and that is a person can only rustle kedim eichonai. We spoke about this once in the past, and that is, for example, there's a halacha that if someone's got, let's say, a leak, let's say, from his radiator, and let's say the radius of water is not roy the shtia, it's bad water, can you put a keli underneath that to accept the water? Oh, no, very good, yeah. So we said the mice, you can't do it. That's called mevatel keli meichonai, because that utensil, before you put it under the water, which wasn't muksa, you could move it around freely. When you put it under the radiator, and it now accepts that water in it, that is now moksha. That keli now becomes stuck in its place. So Rashi explains that Mabal Kemei Chon is like binyan. You've now ke'ilu built that keli on a new place. Others learned it's like soisa. You stop the use of that keli. Before, you could move that keli when you wanted. Now you can't do it anymore. So Mabal Kemei Chon is not allowed. Agreed?
Yes.
Right. So someone's going to tie it, which is a good idea. Who says it's Mabal Kemei Chon only works from keli? That's cloth from Shulchan Aruch also. That's lav dafka kelim. Who I didn't look for example, the Gemara says that a person must take a towel, for example, and wipe out dirt with it, which makes it not usable anymore. Or someone takes a beggar, which he was going to wear some socks, and he wipes up dirt, which now makes it you can't use anymore. That's called bitl kelim
echon. See, if I've got a new floor, I've got a towel over to dry it, and then after the company.
So if you make the towel useless, that's also called bitl kelim echon. Towel is made to dry hands, not made to become soaking wet. A towel is made that you dry your hands on it, not become soaking wet, and you can't use it. What? Oh, come in 1 minute. 1 minute, 1 minute. Yeah, yeah, thank you very much. You're doing a good job. Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. So that we said last time, which we mentioned earlier before as well, which is also true, that there's no issum of Vatal Kene Mechono if you could still move that utensil. That means if I pour a Dova Heta as well as that Kene, for example, let's say, for example, I put into this this bowl, I put a toy car, and then the water leaks into this bowl, there's no problem there. Why is there no problem? Because that keli can still move. It's not moksha, it's got more heta than issa, so that would be a way to get around this problem. If that's true, yeah. If you've got some use of that towel still, maybe then you could say that, Taka. Maybe you could say that. Yeah, maybe you could say that, Taka. So, you're quite right. So, the Maestro, we're talking about now over here, Mavakal Kere Mechona. Is there a problem with Mavakal Kere Mechona? By the way, Mavakal Kere Mechona is only if it's going to be, well, that's a shaila. What happens to Mavakal Kere Mechona for a short time? But you're going to be able to move it later. That means, for example, a Shulchan Aruch case, it's a very interesting case, actually. Someone's animals came loaded in on Shabbos with glass kalium on it, which were very, very expensive kalium. They're mosim, they're not very pleasant to use. So, they're muksa. Now, the thing is, you can't leave them on the animal. So Shulchan Aruch says that what you can do is you can bring the animal in, you put some cushions on the floor, then you cut the string or whatever it is, let the thing fall onto the cushions, and then, once it's on the cushion, you tilt the cushion that the keli rolls onto the floor. That's called bitl keli mechonah for a short time. That is a big style in a poskim. Well, that's osa. Many poskim hold that's a problem. We, the Mishnah Brura's psak is that the mokum hefsel merubah, it's going to cause you a big loss if you don't do it, that you'll have to do. Otherwise, you shouldn't do that. Now, coming to our dustbin bag, which you're all quite rightly saying over here, the chur, this side of our dustbin bag has got no shaggers whatsoever, because a dustbin bag is made to put rubbish in. So you can't call that a vatal keli mechonoi. The whole thing of vatal keli mechonoi is a keli that's meant to be used, and now, by you doing what you've done, you stopped using it. But something which is oymed for that, Lamoshas, have you ever heard of someone can't blow his nose on Shabbos with a tissue? Because you know what happens when you blow your nose in a tissue, you can't use a tissue in afterwards. So the apostles speak about this, and they say there's no problem, Taka. Because since it's made for that purpose, there's no problem. That's what I was saying, or for Shabbos as well. Let's see if we can find it over here. Let's just find this for Shabbos. Empty dust of bag is mutter. Oh, you mean, oh. Shon, see if Shin Chavov. Shin Chavov. I think they're on by a mockum here. Let's have a look. Mutter little Pajaz says to Pach Aspo, you're allowed to put rubbish into a dustbin, up in the rake, and it was empty. The chayin of tzayisak is nine. The other ashpar, anything, any dustbin which is miyuv for rubbish. The aim is an issue mishubitl keli mechonoi shapacha ashpar muchen ba'ol mitzvahu. It's made for that purpose. Again, that's quite right. Anything which is made for that purpose is no problem at all. That's why that's doing what you. Since it's made to put rubbish in, then it's not. You're not called mivatal keli mechonoi, and therefore you are allowed to do it.
You have to take out in the garden, not in the garden. So, where you got the head of the
Once it's full, but maybe when you've got just a bit of rubbish in there. That's how coming to now. So now the show's like this. So the moshel, let's say, for example, someone changes dustbin bag before Shabbos. And let's say before Shabbos, Moshi, or even on Shabbos, let's say now in the summer, the moshel, I don't know what time, so someone comes home from shul, the moshel, on Friday night this week, he comes home, let's say, what time? Half past eight, quarter to nine. So, he's eating his meal, and he empties some rubbish into the dustbin, and then he carries on his meal, and after Nacht, he wants to clear up his table, he wants to take the dustbin and bring it to the table. Can you do that, Rabbi Yisai? You all gone very quiet. Can he bring his dustbin now to the table? If it's full.
Half full, of course, empty it.
Well, again, this has a... Sorry, Sean. My friend, you've got a major problem over here. This dustbin is moksha. This dustbin is moksha. It's holding a dustbin bag which has got rubbish inside. Let's say it's not usable. Let's talk about it's not usable. And Beina Shmoshes, when Shabbos came in, while you were eating your meal, it had rubbish inside. That becomes moksha. Everything. The black bag is holding the rubbish, the dustbin which is holding the black bag, the whole dustbin becomes moksha. So he's right, Simcha. If the dustbin bag is full, then you've got a head of gruff charei. It disturbs you. It's a special head of moksha to move gruff charei. But if your dustbin is only a little bit full, it's got nothing in there really, and you want to conveniently just take it to the table, it's more convenient to take it to the table and then empty all the rubbish into that, l'cho, that is a problem. What?
I can't take it to the bin outside.
No, you can't take it. I've got to head to grocery. You can't take it to the dustbin. Because it's moksha moishi. When Shabbos came in, Bein HaShmoshes, there was inside that rubbish, only rubbish. I mean, if you had other things inside, that would be an eitz actually. That means if before Shabbos, a person puts in his empty dustbin bag, he puts, let's say, for example, a little bit of food. A little bit of food, which is edible. Now, when he puts the other rubbish in that dustbin bag, the food is worth more than all the rubbish. First of all, it wasn't even actually edible. First of all, there were dogs and cats in a town, and they could eat it. So it's not moksha. That food won't be moksha.
Put a plastic spoon in it,
is that okay? So one of the couple of plastic spoons actually interesting. Yeah, it could be a plastic spoon. You could, you want to say, it could be a plastic spoon. What? No, but you can wash it. He's saying, Rabbi is saying that you can't use it because the mice is dirty, but you say you could wash it. So it's an interesting point. So one answer is to put something in the rubbish which is worth more than the rubbish itself, which you don't need much to count out the rubbish itself because the rubbish itself is worth nothing. No one's going to have no service. That's before we had a small
bin bag itself. It's not good.
No, the bin bag is part of the, that's the thing itself. Yeah, I don't know why this is Robert Fossey. I can't remember why he says this.
The push is forward because you're carrying the outer thing, and that's the outer, you're carrying the outer bag, and that burns it as a bosses to Dom Shalhet and Dom Shalissa.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's you put it in the
bag. Well, why is it to put in between the two dustbin bags? Why can't you put it in the dustbin itself? Why can't you put it in the dustbin bag itself? Why can't you put it in a dust bag? Why can't you put something in a dust bag? Unless he's worried, like you're saying, that you can't eat it because it's all dirty.
I'm just asking.
Whatever.
You can't take it to the table.
Whatever. Whatever. Not a bag, no, I'll cut that. When they rang me, I was cut that. Not a bag. But Kitza, that's one eitzah. One eitzah would be to put something in the rubbish before.
And without putting anything else, graf sharei can't take.
No, so graf sharei is not stomach heavy. If you've got a little bit of rubbish in the dustbin, it's not called graf sharei. If your dustbin bag is more or less full and it disturbs you in the house, you can take it out. But if you've got just a bit of rubbish in your dustbin bag and you want to take it to the table, small rubbish aside, that's no head of graf sharei.
You just pull the spot enough, it has to be disturbing.
Yeah, yeah. Has been stuck. It's upsetting full normally.
Most people.
Yeah. Most people don't need a plastic bag full. It's interesting. Sorry?
In the winter, it's not a problem.
What's in the winter?
You eat after being a
schmutz. Yeah, you eat by that, it's a problem. So, yeah, he's right. But Mox is only by being a schmutz. If it wasn't there, if the bag was empty when it's being a schmutz, then it's really better. That's better. By the way, someone asked this last time also, it's also an important point. Some of these nice houses have got the dustbins attached to the door, the cabinet door. So as soon as you open the door, it's very nice, the dustbin opens up with, what do you call it, with the thing. Can you move that on Shabbos? Can you use that door? Now you must realise what you're doing over here is, let's say your dustbin's moxa, it's got no heter inside, it's got a moxa inside it, you are moving moxa.
Why the moxa?
Because the dustbin's moxa moshi. The dustbin is moxa all around inside, so it's moxa. The only etzer is, again, the same thing. Put something either hanging on the door, which is heter. So when you're moving the door, it's heter, and it's all put in the dustbin bag itself, which is heter and issa. That makes that you're moving, you're looking as you're moving the heter to the item rather than the mox item.
So I've got that, if I move my drawer, my thing open, I've got a shelf, and I keep my bags there, it doesn't move it.
Just a moment, it's very complicated, so I'm not sure what you mean. What have we got?
If I open the drawer, I've got my rubbish comes out in the drawer, but I've got a little space there where I keep my black bags. Is that...
black bags, we spoke about this once before, it's actually interesting. Moving, it's important to mention again, it's point one simple. So these black bags, my friends, I know you're not going to like this, but I'm going to have to say this anyway, I'm sorry. The black bags on the roll are muksa. Thank you, Moshe. You happy? The black bags on the roll are muksa. It's true. It's true. Now, put your side. If you want to stand over here, I don't mind. But now I'm here, I'm not giving this up easily. If someone is, what you call it, if someone has a bag of dustbin bags on a roll, it's true, the first dustbin bag you could use as it is, really. That means you could put the whole, you could open up the first dustbin bag and put the whole roll in the dustbin and open it up, and then after Shabbos you'll separate it. So this is not allowed. This is, I think, a break from Shami Simcha. About the normal derech of using the roll of bags is to tear it. It's not the normal instructions of a roll. Most people never use a roll like this. This applies to foil on a roll as well. The same thing, foil on a roll. Someone wants to cover something in the fridge, and he's only got a long roll of foil, so he wants to do a pretend. He'll take the roll out. He'll use the first part of the foil over the keli and let the rest hang down. So up till now, you're full of water. Now that you come to the shiur today, you'll realize the problem, because that roll is not oimed to be used like this. Rebal is not oimed to be used like this, moksa.
But you've got a
hechatip,
so you could use it.
But no person uses it like that.
It's not.
Because that's a cage to start with. One son has got a shame cage to ruin it from a cage, much harder. This was never ever oimed to be used like this. Toilet paper might be different, because there are times on Shabbos where a person can use toilet paper on a roll, so maybe that's better. But generally speaking, all these rolls of foil, all these rolls of paper bags are problematic. They're not oimed. I have to try a Mara Mokka for next week. That's a problem on Moksa. It's not a heter to be able to use as it's, even though it's more convenient. And you could use it. The Meister, as far as I know, possibly that's called a box, it's Moxa. Something. Toilet paper is called a Heter, called a Brius, the Meister, that's true.
So I allowed you to turn the paper on Shabbos.
Well, Moshe, what you should do before Shabbos is cut it. If the person's stuck on Shabbos, he's got no toilet paper, then you're like, sure. So what did you say? I was going to come back to what you said before. What did you say? Can't remember. I wanted to come back to what you were saying.
The drawer.
So the drawer, your dustbin bags in your drawer won't help you at all. They're all Moxa.
First of all,
ah, so that's not a heter. So you've heard this shiur before, obviously. You must have heard this shiur before. Yeah, so the chayre, if the dustbin bag is a cut, that's not a heter. That a dustbin bag.
My drawer's not moving it. It's there on the drawer. It's not moving with the bins.
You know, I once asked the rabbi of a certain shiur about a certain food, what broch you make on a certain food. He said, he can't pass unless he tastes the food himself. Sim, I want to come to your house. I have to have a look what's going on there. I have to have a see what's going on. Okay, everybody, so we'll stop there. I'm not sure what you mean, Sipho. You've got a drawer.